Good afternoon. We've heard this morning about the love of Christ. We've heard about the sovereignty of God. And now we can hear my testimony about how those things have interacted in my life. My parents are Christians. I've gone to church all my life. I believe in God. I have been baptized. Jesus died for me. So obviously, I'm saved. Or at least those were my thoughts for the first 20 or so years of my life. I signed papers when I was 17 to join the U.S. Navy. Among many reasons, which I don't have time now to explain, the greatest was escape from Durham, North Carolina. The grass is greener on the other side, they say. And when your mother is mentally ill and abusive, it makes the other side seem oh so greener. My parents did like everybody else around and sent my sister and me to public schools. It was there I had contact with the outside world. I wasn't encouraged to have friends, but at least everyone at school saw me as the genius kid. Even though I never did homework assignments, I made good grades. I behaved at school. I was a good kid, or at least those were my thoughts for the first 20 or so years of my life. The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Romans 8, verse 7. Without knowing this verse, as a young man, I was out to prove it true. The Navy recruiters had told me what I wanted to hear. I was going to serve my country. I was going to travel the world. I was going to receive a college education. I was going to get lots of money. I was going to meet the woman of my dreams. I was going to start my dream career. Or at least, those were my thoughts for the first 20 or so days of my enlistment. Serving my country, I visited a couple of places. I learned theoretical physics, applied calculus, thermodynamics, and so on, but all without a diploma. I had started a dream career, even if it was a bad dream. The one boast my recruiter made that was actually true was money. The psychological and physical demands the Navy made had to be forgotten. What better way than to throw money at the problem, as the government always does? Enlistment bonuses, special pay, tax-free pay, and so on. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? My answer to this question for many years was an inadvertent, yeah. After all, I'm Christian, I'm going to heaven, what can go wrong? Pulling back into the harbor at Guam, the guys told me where to find everything downtown. After a short-lived relationship with another imposter Christian, I figured I needed more than a pub or a bar. Anyways, I ended up befriending several dancers. And if a new Mustang, endless alcohol, dancers, and more wasn't enough, there was plenty of pornography, guns, movies, something to distract me. Well, it wasn't enough. Stress, anger, and desperation led me down a common road shared by many others on my ship, suicide. I couldn't tell you how many times I almost jumped from my 40th floor apartment balcony. Nor do I remember all the other places where my life might have ended. I have since forgotten how I had planned to kill everyone on my submarine, including myself, but it was definitely a possibility. I came to the conclusion that the Navy had caused all my problems, not me being a rebellious sinner, and so I needed to leave the Navy and I wouldn't have any problems anymore. Well, after almost 4 years of service, the Navy agreed and gave me an honorable discharge, along with a large bill of money I now owed. I didn't care. I was a free man. I could live my life and be happy now. Or at least those were my thoughts for the first 20 or so weeks of my new freedom. Romans chapter 6, verses 20 and 21. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. John chapter 8, verse 34. Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a slave of sin. I was still a slave to sin. I moved from Hawaii to California, and the money was running out. So I got a job transporting and protecting escorts. My conscience wasn't dead. I was just rationalizing things. I was so sure I could transport dancers at night and show up to church on the Lord's Day, and everything would be just fine. I even boasted in the same manner as the Pharisee in Luke chapter 18. God, if what I'm doing is wrong, just crash my car or break my leg or something. Well, God took me up on my prideful taunt. After I damaged my Mustang twice, I was racing downstairs to ensure the safety of my two co-workers when I snapped my left talus bone, the largest ankle bone, which connects your foot to your leg. As William Cowper said, God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. God has chosen the preached word to be the ordinary means of salvation. My case is no different. I realized my life wasn't matching up. I was living a lie. I was a fake, a phony, a fraud. It was there, crushed under the reality of my sin by the Holy Ghost, that God brought me up a new creature some 3 years ago. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than now being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. These 3 years haven't been easy. It started with me recognizing my past as what it is. Having spent many hours studying baptism, I realized my baptism as a youth was just me wanting social acceptance via swimming with the pastor. Thus, I asked to be baptized the Baptist way at a Calvary chapel. In God's providence, I was for many months able to listen at work to hundreds of solid sermon recordings through sermon audio. As I grew in understanding as to what God's word actually says, I noticed problems with the Calvary chapel of which I had so long been a part. Some of the things were slightly off, some things wrong, some things embarrassing. Since nobody who can fix it wants to fix it, I sought fellowship elsewhere. Money, alcohol, movies, TV, women, video games, intelligence, designer clothes, cars, friends, even if you have the job you always wanted, to what end? For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 9. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And what was the result? Verse 18. Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. The 28th proverb tells us, He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Confess your sin. Forsake your sin. You will find mercy through Messiah, who is the Lion and the Lamb. I stand here as a living witness to the grace of God.